you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, what is it good for? To be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city on a mountain cannot be hidden. People do not light a lamp and place it under a bushel basket. They set it on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. This whole week, we're in this section of Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount. It's a charter of discipleship. It's a charter of the kingdom of God. In Matthew's gospel, it takes up chapter 5, 6, and 7. And all our gospel readings for this week are taken from this collection of homilies that Jesus gave and Matthew has bound into a literary genre here and said, this is what Jesus said. And it appears it's all at one time when you read the lengthy Sermon on the Mount, but it's a collection of homilies that Jesus gave many times to his disciples. The second thing that's interesting about it comes very early in the chronology of Matthew's gospel. It's in chapter 5, which means we haven't seen many of the miracles. We haven't experienced anything of the passion, death, and resurrection. But Jesus lays down the charter of the kingdom of God. This is the way to live. And in today's gospel, he begins by affirming the essential goodness of his disciples. Now, they will fail, and he knows they will fail. They will make mistakes. He knows that too. And yet he says to them, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." Did anybody ever tell you, "You are the salt of the earth"? Well, Morgan says no. No, nobody ever told Morgan. Maybe at Christmas, your anniversary, or when you first fell in love, somebody said, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of my life. You are the light of the world." But then again, it doesn't come up very often. It's not like it's repeated all the time that you are the salt of the earth. Maybe an anniversary next year, maybe a birthday, maybe next Christmas. But here in this gospel, Jesus tells his disciples, before they do anything, before they witness anything in Jesus Christ, he said, "You are essentially good. You're not good because you do good things. You are first of all good, and because of your essential goodness, that's why you do good things." It speaks to us about our inherent goodness. You are unique, you are special, you are made in the likeness of God, made in the likeness of Creator. Despite all our flaws, our imperfections, there's an essential goodness in each person. Now, that's difficult enough to discover in the economy of the way we live. I mean, people will affirm you one day, and the next day, they will ignore you. Or they may say something negative. But listen to the voice of Jesus. This is the beginning of the public ministry of Jesus now, very early in Matthew. And he says, you begin the journey of following Jesus by being affirmed in your essential goodness. You have weaknesses, you have flaws, you have failings, you have sins. But deep inside, there is this essential goodness in you. So lift up your gaze and walk in the presence of God. Be conscious of your goodness, the goodness inside of you. I know it's framed in humanity. It's framed in weakness, and we'll make mistakes, but we're good. Now, that sounds very simple, but that's a difficult enough thing to really grasp. I remember years and years ago when I found this spiritual director. I was 35 years old, and each time I went to him every 3 weeks for 21 years before he died. And every time I made a confession to him, every time I saw him and I'd speak to him, he always began by saying, "But you're good." And I would say, "John, I'm not good. I'm a sinner. I have failings. I have imperfection." "No, no," he said, "you're good." And you know, after a while, I began to believe that I was good. So listen attentively to the voice of Jesus saying, "You're good. Be renewed in your spirit. Walk into this day saying, it's the goodness inside of me that will sanctify this day. It's the goodness inside of me, made in the likeness of the Creator, that will make my day." Amen. Morgan is my fan here. We pause now for a moment of prayer. And we pray for all those people who are suffering. I want to pray in a special way for immigrants. It's such a torturous question in our society today. There's such a division about immigration. And we all know decent, fabulous, hardworking, good people who are in danger of being separated from this country. And I think we need to pray for them. They belong to Holy Family. We've got many of them here. They're blessing us. They're gifting us. They're not the criminals. They're not the bad people. They're very good. We have to remember that. They're our family. They belong to us. We make these prayers through Christ our Lord. Amen.